Hi, and welcome to this fairly quick demo of a product that I know has been around for quite a long time, but for one reason or another, I just decided to get one actually this week as I do the recording, because I have had a mini guide sonar ultrasound detection device, otherwise just called the mini guide, to detect obstacles from, it feels almost like the year dot. I've had it for over a decade or so. And then I've often heard this thing talked about, the mini guide holder to attach it to your cane. And I thought, yeah, you know, that's a good idea, I guess. I've, you know, had the Buzz Clip and I've had the WeWalk and so on. But for some odd reason, I thought, well, I just want to be able to use all my different multiple canes a lot easier, because I've got the no jab cane, the all terrain cane, the telescopic fantastic cane for occasional use, etc. And I thought, you know, the Buzz Clip's not really officially available at all, or not really officially available, it's not officially available in Australia anymore. So I thought, oh well, I'll just buy the mini guide holder, it should be okay, it'll do. And then when I got it, actually today as I'm doing this recording, I thought, my goodness, this is really amazing. So let me just describe it to you, because I think the information as I do this podcast today on the shop website for Vision Australia didn't really do it justice, because the price for it was $99. And you know, sometimes you see the price of things, you think, ah, come on, that's a little bit pricey. But when I got it today, this thing is so well made, it's amazing. So what you've got is a O-ring. So that's one of those little things where you've got a metal ring, you've got a screw coming off it with a little, like a little thumb part where you can put your thumb and your index finger so you can twist the screw around. Well, when you pull that ring out a little bit, so one end comes out of the screw connector, you put that around your handle or the cane itself of your cane, and then you can tighten it up and leave it on your cane that way. And then the holder part, which rotates off that ring that attaches to your cane, it's got a lever where you can actually adjust the tilt of the mini guide. So when you're using the cane, wherever you want to pointing it forward and down, pointing straight ahead, pointing up, whatever position you'd like it in, you can do that quite easily via this lever. You simply pull the lever out as such, adjust the direction of the holder that's got the mini guide in it, and then flick it back down again and it's locked. Really, really amazing. So that's number two. And then number three, the holder which actually holds the mini guide is a really snug, lovely, tight fit. Now what they've also done is on the side of the holder, they've got a opening where you can thread through on the side, if you like, your lanyard that's normally attached to your mini guide. And then what I've done with that one, just in case, you know, the mini guide slips out, which I can't see it happening at all, but just in case, I can then use the little toggle part on the lanyard to then tighten the actual lanyard around my cane itself. So normally the handle. So if the mini guide does come out, it's just going to hang loosely, or I could not bother about it, and then I can simply take the mini guide out of the holder like this. That's just me pulling it out and then putting it back in again. That's how easy it is. And as far as vibration goes with the mini guide itself, let me just turn the mini guide on, because I've got my cane laying on the table in front of me, which things feels very weird. It's actually funny, with the holder on my cane, it actually feels like I'm sort of holding a very high-tech fishing rod for some reason. But anyway, turn the mini guide on. Take the cap off, which might be helpful. Now that noise is both the mini guide, and that's really vibrating quite well through the cane, even though I've got it on the, you know, the rubber part golf type handle of the cane. And the cane that I've got, this one is the no jab cane that I've currently got the holder on. And then I can just keep pressing the button, and I've just turned it off, and then I can put the little cover over the sonar sensors back on. And there we go. And then what I've been doing this morning since I've been playing with this, I can then adjust the lever to put the mini guides that are basically pointing straight down or straight up along the actual line of the cane so that it's not jutting out if I don't want to use it. And of course, like I said previously, I can also just take it off quickly and then have it back in my hand or put it back in my pocket. So I just wish I'd actually paid more attention to this device or actually got my hands on one whenever this became available. Because, you know, when you get an item and you think, why haven't I had this before? Then this is one of these particular items. So if you are in Australia and you want a holder for your mini guide, even though it does cost $99, it's absolutely 100,000% worth it. So if you just go on to the Vision Australia shop website, shop.visionaustralia.org, and search for mini guide or mini guide holder, then you'll locate it. And like I just said, really easy to attach via the O-ring, and then easy to adjust the level of where it's pointing for the mini guide on that little lever on the side of the holder itself. Really, really, really well done. So there you go. That's my snapshot excitement level of the mini guide holder from Vision Australia. And now I'm going to go back and keep playing with it. So as I say in all my demos and videos, except this one's an audio one, thanks for listening and bye for now.